The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Time for Technology. The United States has some very impressive natural geological features. Towering mesas, tall spires of limestone rock, erupting geysers, and gravity-defying stone sculptures. Faith Lapidus reports on efforts to ensure that if and when gravity starts to win, land managers are not taken by surprise.
The sandstone hills of northeastern Utah are dotted with thousands of spectacular stone arches eroded by over 65 million years of wind and water. Those same forces will eventually cause the arches to collapse, which is why this team from the University of Utah is pioneering new ways to monitor the structural integrity of these geological landmarks before it's too late.
We take continuous seismic measurements and we process those just for the vibration properties of the arch.
Here at Moonshine Arch, Jeff Moore and his team set up two seismometers. One, on the arch itself, measures how it naturally bends, sags, and sways in response to wind and weather. The other is positioned nearby to serve as a reference point. They also take photographs, often with a drone, to make a 3D model of the arch.
With our data, we only have one data point, maybe two, on top of an arch, wherever we're able to place a piece of equipment. So that gives us one point on how the motion is happening there. But with the model, we can then expand to every point on the arch and see how motion is happening.
They found each arch naturally vibrates with its own resonant frequency, much like a guitar string.
Right now, as the wind blows that arch, it's you can think exactly like that wind is plucking the guitar string, and the arch would be vibrating back and forth.
The frequencies are too low for the ear to detect, but speed them up, and it turns out each arch has its own unique voice. Moore even created a website dedicated to just this. The method, developed with support from the National Science Foundation, is called structural health monitoring. It's a new way for land managers and park rangers to assess potential changes that could lead to structural failures.
Say, for example, that a chunk falls off the bottom of an arch one day. Then the question will come up, is the arch collapsing? Is it safe to allow people to use that trail, for example? Or shall we change everything? Shall we restrict people? What shall we do?
The team plans to inspect arches across the state, collecting baseline data so park rangers can determine the structural integrity of these iconic landmarks and ensure that visitors who come to enjoy them stay safe. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you join us next week for Time for Technology.
That was a program from the Voice of America.